An antidote for shame. Shame is a powerful emotion. I experienced shame that was like falling into a dark, scary, and what felt like an inescapable hole. As I was learning how to avoid yelling at or around my kids, I would pause when I noticed I was triggered. Sounds great, right? One problem. I would immediately fall into a shame spiral. It went something like this. My kids would say or do something difficult. I'd in turn get triggered and remove myself to avoid my big reactions spilling all over onto my kids. I'd escape into the bathroom where alone I begin to slip into the familiar dark hole of shame. I was so ashamed that I was triggered in the first place and flooded with emotions. As I slipped down the dark hole, familiar thoughts began to run through my mind. Why am I so triggered? What's wrong with me? Why can't I be calm? And so on and so forth. It felt like getting thrown into an emotional riptide. I had to come out of my bathroom at some point, and having a withdrawn, sullen mom wasn't ideal for my kids or our relationship. I needed help with these tough moments. This is when I started to use self-compassion practices. One of my favorites was the RAIN practice I learned from Tara Brach. RAIN stands for recognize, accept, investigate, and need nurture. Recognize. Notice when I'm triggered, flooded, ashamed, or all of the above. Eventually, with more distance, I might be able to say, I am experiencing shame. Notice how adding the word experiencing creates a little distance versus I am ashamed. Allow. Can I allow the anger or shame to be present versus trying to push it away or judge myself for feeling it? Over time, I could add a bit of playfulness to the moment with, welcome to the party, anger. Or shame. Thanks, Jeff Warren, for keeping mindfulness lighthearted. This bit of lightheartedness, acceptance of our emotion, helps us manage the judgment and self-criticism that usually accompany difficult emotions. Investigate. What am I feeling in my body when I'm experiencing shame or anger? Anger. I feel like my body might explode. My chest and shoulders are tight and tense. I feel hot and explosive energy all over. Shame. I feel numb, heavy, shut down, like my body and soul are a blob of darkness. Need nurture. Over time, this became my favorite part. I put my hand over my heart as instructed. I'd ask myself what I needed in this moment. Knowing I felt alone and deeply ashamed, I found imagining my support system surrounding me to be a powerful antidote to the shame I was experiencing. I'd imagine bringing into the space all the people I trusted most in the world, the people who were unconditionally compassionate, understanding, and genuinely believed in me. Many of these people I'd never met before, such as Patty Whitfler and Emily Nagowski. But I believed if they were there with me, they'd understand and offer the support I needed. I'd have my imagined support system surround me. Eventually, with months and years of practice, the shame spiral became less automatic and less intense. I came to see I couldn't control being triggered or what triggered me. Over time, I believed it wasn't my fault. Maybe it was genetics, my upbringing, or my past traumatic experiences. Maybe being a highly sensitive person and experiencing my kids' big emotions and usually loud volume light up my certain nervous system, like the 4th of July. Or possibly the low tolerance for stress that comes with having ADHD could easily push me over the edge. It could have been having three kids so close in age, in addition to not having family support close by for years. Whatever it was, it didn't matter so much. Eventually, I came to accept I get triggered for good reason, any or all of the above, and I can support myself when I do. Thought for the day. As we begin to tune into our emotions, thoughts, what triggers us, we can notice the impact on ourselves and offer ourselves compassion. Tuning into these most difficult, painful, and trying places ironically eases up on the thoughts and gives us more emotional space. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.